fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Wednesday, the 31st day of August, year of our Lord 2011, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, we have patiently waiting in the green room my friend Tim Spencer. Tim is a father, a husband, a grandfather, a rancher, and a veteran of the United States Navy Submarine Corps. Most importantly, as far as today is concerned, Tim is the proprietor of RuralSurvival.info. Good morning, Tim. How are you, sir?
Good morning, John. I'm doing good. 71 degrees. Beautiful morning.
70 at my house, and going to be 100 degrees tomorrow, I understand.
Yes, unfortunately, it is.
1st of September, 100 degrees. Well, compared to what's going on down in Texas where this broadcast is coming from, we got it pretty easy most of the time.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they've got it really, really bad down there.
Absolutely. Well, it's all a matter of perspective, I guess. I had a caller, my guest yesterday from Dillon, Montana. It was 5 degrees warmer up there than here in Missouri yesterday morning.
Yeah, that happens. I guess those high-pressure systems get set in place and the heat just builds and continues to build until it gets pushed out of there.
It does. Well, I'm probably hearing the same message you are, people whipping themselves into a hysteria over Comet Elenin.
And yes, I'm hearing that too.
Yep. September, October time frame, maybe into November. People like yourself and myself, Tim, we're already about as prepared as a normal human being can be, so we don't anguish over that, do we?
No. What's going to happen is going to happen. Now, I don't profess to know exactly what's going to happen, but, you know, the only thing that I'm firmly convinced of is something to shake up everybody's lives is going to happen, and it's going to happen in the near future.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why I encourage people to live a life of preparedness. Don't focus on a date or a specific event. Live a life of preparedness. We got our first break here, Tim. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans, thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation, but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method, which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 31st of August. Well, Tim, the month is August is pretty much in the bag here, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
I'm looking forward to some cool days.
Me too.
Maybe, what do you think, the third week of this month, of September, I mean?
If we're lucky. Yeah.
We have a regular caller here calling in from Florida. John from Florida. Good morning, John.
Yes, I want to talk about two things. One of them would be a solar still, the terms like salt water and fresh water. I could not get a lot of information on the Internet. One site did give me 8 to 12 degrees for the glass, but I could never get it to condensate and run down the glass properly. And does anybody out there know what the tricks to making that work? I think I need to clean the glass a lot better. I wasn't sure what product to use to clean it because the water would condensate, but then it would beat on the glass and it would never run down.
I wouldn't use anything to clean the glass except vinegar water. Otherwise, you're going to be contaminating your drinking water.
Well, I've tried everything, and I couldn't. I mean, I've tried a lot. I actually tried vinegar one time, but I was using sliding glass doors. And so if anybody maybe writes something about that, I got 8 ounces of water, in a day.
One time. Well, that won't keep you going, will it?
No, and is it because of the humidity? I don't know. The other thing I heard on the archives like a week ago, you were talking about the paratrooper bike, which I bought one from you, I guess it was last year.
Right. It's been almost 2 years ago, John.
Thought it was 2010. Anyway, okay.
Well, yeah, well, it's regardless. You got one, so.
Yeah. Great bike. The only thing is that in, like, any mountain bike, the tires that come with the mountain bikes, I put these Infinity Armadillo tires, which are made out of Kevlar.
Okay.
And it's like night and day. They're a little bit thinner, but they're still big enough for, like, an off-road bike. But
right.
You don't get flats with them, and I increase the speed on the pavement. Like, I've doubled the speed because the old mountain bike tires, it's like driving a tank. And when
you
put some good tires on it, you're going to get a lot better performance with it. But great bike, but if you're going to drop it out of an airplane, maybe they ought to do something with the tires.
Good point. Okay. Yeah. Is that it, John?
Yeah, but like I said, if anybody can come up with any thoughts on the making a solar still.
Well, we got a huge audience, and somebody out there may know just the answer to your question. And
okay, thank you,
John.
I appreciate it.
I don't know if that's something you address on your website yet or not, is building solar stills, Tim.
That would sound like something we should do, John.
Yeah. Well, what he specifically wants to do is get fresh water out of salt water. That's his goal. And I don't know, the high humidity may have something to do with it. I don't know.
I don't either. I did see a solar still set up. It's been years ago. It was a very large system, but a man was able to get 60 to 70 gallons a day out of what he had built.
Right.
And what he was using it for was to water his garden.
Right, right.
But it wasn't using salt water or anything. He was just simply using the difference between the night temperature and day temperature. I'm wanting to say the material he was using was almost like a concrete material, if I remember correctly. But he had it fabricated in such a way where just sucked the humidity out of the air, made it condense, and drained into a holding tank that he used for his garden. I need to do some research on that.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So I got the ruralsurvival.info up on the screen here in front of me. And it looks good as always. And got that list of topics that people could be writing for. And, of course, being the situation you're in, you're always looking for new authors, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, on just about any subject that would help people in a situation, particularly in rural environments, where no services are available, 911's not working, the normal supply system is not up and running. In other words, can't go to the food store and buy a bag of fertilizer or something like that.
Right.
Just anything along those lines. We've already got a tremendous amount of information, but we could sure use a lot more.
Well, sure, and that's how the site will grow and become more viable and more important for people to go to as a source of information. Okay, let's see. We've got some interesting things here at the top. Fiscal Future International Debt Clock. And is that to the far left, trillions? Is that trillions, 14?
That's in trillions, John.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't think that really is reflective of what the real debt is. That's my personal opinion. I think the real debt is much higher than that.
Right,
That's just my personal opinion.
Well, it's hard for the human brain to comprehend numbers at large.
Yeah, it is.
And we've all seen these graphs, these graphics of pallets, 4x4x4 foot pallets of $100 bills, and stretched out on a football field and piled up on top of each other. And it just boggles the mind, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And of course, the more they print, the less value our dollar has. And well,
that seems to be the way it goes. Yes, that seems to be the way it goes. Let's see. Robin Grant Kent was going to be writing an article for you. Did she get that to you yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Unless something happened with my email, I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, well, she'll be up here the second hour, and we'll be talking about health-related matters. So what's new at the ranch there, Jim? Any new animals being born or dying? Or?
No, the only thing that's happened is my dairy cow has gone AWOL on me, and I've spent about the past 4 days looking for her. I know I'll find her eventually, or at least I'm fairly sure I will.
You think she's left the premises, or is your place big enough that she could hide from you?
No, she's left the premises. I found where she went over the fence at one section line. She busted a 4x4 that was braced in a corner post, and I found tracks on the other side of the fence, and I tracked her as far as I could. My wife heard her yesterday morning, but I wasn't able to track her down when I went looking about a half hour later. She's around. I just got to find her.
Well, my bubble is bursting. I thought Native Americans had these innate tracking abilities that were foolproof.
Well, I tracked her for almost 2 miles, John.
Oh, okay. Well, now it's my faith is restored. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, what happened was there was a fence down on a pasture that's all a half mile or so from my house. But where she crossed was about 2 miles from the house. And once she got in that, you know, nice lush green grass instead of the soft leaves and stuff underneath the trees where she wasn't making an impression anymore, I lost her.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I assume she doesn't have one of these big bells around her neck either, does she?
No. She's got a red nylon halter on, which usually makes it pretty easy to find, but not this time.
Yeah, well, the colors of these cows blends in pretty good with the bush, doesn't it?
Right, well, yeah, she's solid black, but when I was saying these makes it easy to find if she gets in with other cows or something.
Oh, okay.
You know?
All right. Well, it sounds like you need to put the word out.
Around here.
You need to put the word out to the ranchers around there to be on the lookout.
Yeah, I have. I've been knocking on doors, leaving my business cards.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've been doing all the normal things. I'm sure she will turn up.
Okay. All right.
I even went to the auction Monday and talked to the lady that checks in cows. Left a picture with her of the cow so that if she saw it, she could call me.
At the auction barn?
Yeah, at the auction barn, just in case somebody had hit desperate straits and saw her as a way to make a quick couple of $1,000.
Really? They're worth that much, huh?
Well, she is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, I think an 8 cords of wood for her.
Well, we got the Preparedness Expo coming up a week from tomorrow. You and I will be leaving for that.
Yes.
What seminars have you staked out for yourself? Which seminars have you staked out for yourself?
Well, I'd very much like to hear what Dr. Fred has to say. And that's the main one. That's the main thing I wanted to hear.
Okay.
I'm drawing a blank on what I read through the entire list last week. And
actually, that list is only partly complete. There's up to 51 seminars now.
Right. Oh, I didn't realize it was that many. They must have just updated it recently.
They have. They keep adding seminars, yes.
Yeah. But, Dr. Fred's stuff is the main thing I want to hear, and then I'll hopefully be able to pick out a few other ones. Of course, I want to be able to help you, too, at your booth.
We'll work around because we got another helper to man the booth. So between the three of us, I think we'll all be able to do what we want to do.
Fantastic.
Okay,
I'm really looking forward to that.
Getting back to ruralsurvival.info, we're approaching 2 years for this project, aren't we?
Yes, we are. January will be 2 years.
Okay.
This coming January. Wait a second, John. I might be lying to you. Wait a second. No, this coming January will be 3 years.
Okay, approaching 3 years. Outstanding.
Yes.
Well, I know when you started this project, what was your goal when you started the project?
Well, the way it got started, I went looking for information myself, information particularly tailored to rural environments.
Hold that thought, Tim. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Our
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday, the 31st of August. Tim, before the break, you were about to tell our students, our audience here, the original concept of ruralsurvival.info. Please continue.
All right. Well, as I was saying, I originally went looking for information specifically related to survival topics for, you know, agricultural interests, farms, ranches, etc. I found next to nothing on the Internet. So, as you know, I'm one of those people that don't just say, okay, well, forget it. I do something about it. So we started ruralsurvival.info. And the concept behind it was to pull in resources from everywhere we could get them. You know, I know that there's thousands of people in this country that have incredible amounts of knowledge, and that's what I was trying to draw. Of course, we can't pay for any contributions, but we do allow people to advertise their products or their work or services on the pages that they contribute.
Right.
And so far, it's worked out very well.
Right. Well, in addition, there's a lot of satisfaction from being a published author. It looks good on your resume. A lot of employers are impressed to see that you're giving something back to the community in this kind of fashion. So it's all a win-win situation, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And my greatest joy is the idea that I might possibly be helping somebody or perhaps even save a life in the future by information, you know, by the use of information we put on ruralsurvival.info.
Absolutely. And this is the kind of information that could literally, not figuratively, but literally save lives at some future date, possibly many hundreds, even thousands of lives, given the right circumstances.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And I've learned a tremendous amount myself by just running the site. I have never turned down an author, okay? We've made some edits jointly with some of the authors. But, you know, if it's something that even remotely might help somebody, you can bet I'll get it on survival. If I have
that
to make any
good.
Edits,
well,
that's fine.
Well, you certainly have the right attitude, and that's the attitude you need to get things done, make things happen. Now, is this something you do by yourself? Do you have any help?
I get a little bit of help from my daughter, mainly on some of the technical stuff in the script. But pretty much Rural Survival, the website is, I pretty much do it myself. And the only problem that leads to is sometimes when I'm really busy here on the farm, with some of the community projects I do, I don't get information up as quickly as I'd like to.
And well, you got some automated systems here now on the right side of your page. This is an automated system here, isn't it, that posts these news headlines?
The disaster information service?
Right.
Yeah, that's automated.
Well, that's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's...
The top one here, Biological Hazard, North America, USA. And you just click on that. And then this story pops up, and
mm-hmm.
There it is.
Right. And that updates every time the page is reloaded or refreshed, or you go to a different page, that updates. It's not held in catch. So
okay.
It's always continuous new information.
And there we got the third one down, volcano eruption. And it's in Mexico. It shows where it's located. The date that it happened. Pretty neat stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing how many things go on in the world every day that's considered a disaster.
Right. And they don't make, for the most part, they don't make mainstream news, do they?
No. I mean, 99% of them don't. You'll see fish die-offs on there. There's a new avian flu strain out in Asia. I mean, it's just stuff that the mainstream news does not pick up on normally.
Yeah. Have you been following this Asian flu thing very much?
Just a little. Just enough. I've been checking on it daily just to see if there's anything new, and I haven't seen anything new on it since Monday.
Well, the last thing I heard was that everybody in Cambodia who got the disease died from it.
Yes, it is 100% fatal from what I've read.
So is it hemorrhagic? Do you bleed internally?
Apparently not. Apparently this is just a hybrid of the... regular avian flu where it just messes up your lungs so bad. I'm sure there's some bleeding that goes with it, but I don't think it's classified as hemorrhagic.
Right.
I might be wrong.
Okay.
I haven't seen anything that indicated that.
Well, a 100% fatal flu is a pretty scary thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it is. It is. I can't think of anything much scarier.
Well, I can. That would be the vaccine they offer.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Oh, boy. Well, with the world being what it is and being able to travel any place in a matter of a few hours, having a 100% fatal disease, communicable disease, anywhere on the planet is certainly a very scary thing. And
right, it is. And like I said, I've been checking it daily. And if it looks like it's starting to spread, you can bet I'll be putting that out on the mailing list just as soon as I have confirmed information that it is spreading.
Well, it's almost a given that it will. I can't continue anything like that. We've got our next break.
Right.
Call number is 800-313-9443.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkey's are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Ladies, gentlemen, Americans, meet Steve Voss.
The American dream has become a nightmare.
Steve Voss.
We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not.
To meet and see Steve Voss perform live, you need to be at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, downtown at the Expo Center, all for $9 tickets. Get yours at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss Steve Voss in concert live at Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri.
Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take
America. Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth with John Moore. Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Wednesday the 31st. Well, today is the last day for the Freeze Dry Guys August special. Pretty good stuff here. I didn't know this stuff existed before the special started earlier this month. Dehydrated granola with milk and freeze-dried blueberries are your choice. Dehydrated granola with milk and freeze-dried bananas. 16 meals per pouches of meals per case. And one case is $119. Two cases, $223. Three cases, $330. That's a $27 savings. If you do get three cases, you get an extra premium thrown in. That's a copy of the superb manual, Nuclear War Survival Skills by Crescent Kearney. That's a $25 premium included if you get three cases. These prices, by the way, all include shipping to the lower 48. The Freeze Dry Guy's website is freezedryguy.com. There is a toll-free number out in the left coast, 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. Yeah, Freeze Dry Guy will be doing a seminar at the Preparedness Expo, by the way, on long-term storage food. And my website is thelibertyman.com. That's where you'll find my best-selling DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. You'll also find the energy cleaner there for sale, the paratrooper bicycle, things you may not know even exist. At my website, thelibertyman.com, toll-free order line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 800-592-9494. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting this morning with Mr. Tim Spencer, the proprietor of the excellent website, ruralsurvival.info. There's a link to my website. Just go to my links page, ruralsurvival.info. And we're talking about the benefits of being an author and writing for ruralsurvival.info. And it's a multitude of benefits, isn't it, Tim?
Oh, absolutely. I'll give one example. I had a friend of mine who you've met, Lamster Blair, on his, I don't know what they call it, thesis, I think, on his final thing where he got his degree up there in Columbia. He mentioned that he was, or listed some of his writings as being on ruralsurvival.info. Now, I don't know if that helped or hurt him, but I know he put it on there. So
I can't imagine it hurting. And people who are in those positions, professors evaluating a student, they want to see a student who does more than just the minimal effort.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things they look for, community involvement, a person who goes the extra mile and gives something back to the community. That's what they're looking for. That's what employers are looking for, too. It's a, as we all know, very tight employment situation out there. And I know a number of people who have employees, and they interview young people. And I can't tell you, most of them, they tell me, John, these young people, all they want to know how much the pay is. They don't care about anything else. You hear that yourself, don't you?
Yes, I do. I do. I know two employers personally of fairly large organizations, and I hear that every time I talk to them. And that is a subject we get into a lot, because I always try to keep a pulse on what the younger generation is doing, what their goals and aspirations are. And particularly, not necessarily in the areas like this, but particularly in the cities, this is what I'm hearing. The only thing they're interested in is their package. In other words, their pay, their benefits, their insurance. That's all they want to hear about.
Right, right. Well, it's not my generation, and I know it's not your generation. I was just happy to get a job, to have a job offer. I didn't even ask what the money was.
Right. I understand. I've been there. And, if I was to get into the job market, I'd probably do it with the same approach that I've always done all my life, I don't care if it's mowing lawns or scrubbing toilets or doing dishes. I'll do it to feed my family.
Right.
I don't need prestige or title.
Well, sometimes they substitute titles for money. I've had a number of those jobs. And that's okay, especially when you're 25 years old. It's just getting going. That's okay. You gotta establish your reputation in your chosen career field, and that's certainly a way to do it. But even I had my limits. I was offered, and this is something that journalism students would jump at. One of the major newspapers in the United States made me an offer to be a photojournalist for them. And it was $100 a week and all the film I could shoot. And the executive with the Post-Dispatch making me this offer, I said, this is in 1973, 74. Granted, $100 was more than it is now, but I told him, his name was Bob. I said, Bob, I can't live on that. But who gets those jobs are trust fund kids, or people who don't need the money. That's who gets jobs like that, and they want to have a career in photojournalism. It's basically just a hobby for them.
Right.
The job market has changed a lot, and if you do have something on your resume that shows you're giving something back to the community, like writing for ruralsurvival.info, that may just give you a little bit of an edge over somebody who isn't.
That's very true.
Now, your people who do the hiring, what do they tell you about the decorum, the dress, grooming of the people applying for jobs?
You must already know the answer if you're asking, John.
Well, I do. But
okay. What I've been told is basically the people that they see are a majority, not all, of course, but a majority of them are unkempt. They don't, dress appropriately. They just don't look professional. That's the main comment I get. They don't look professional nor act professional.
Right.
They
right.
don't have a good command of the English language, the majority of them. They don't have good writing skills. But that's the things I'm hearing.
Well, and I say that's what I expected you to say, and that's where we are. And I lay that blame not on the youngsters, but on the parents in schools. Our society is headed that direction. One of the bigger school districts in our area is the Parkway School District in metropolitan St. Louis, large metropolitan high school with, I don't know, probably 5,000 or 6,000 students in their high school. I was there on a Tuesday afternoon, and they were dismissing school at noon, which apparently they do every Tuesday afternoon. That's 10% of the school year, by the way, for teachers' meetings, whatever that means. And I saw all these young adults, young to middle-aged adults, in this room nearby. I was there on business in my capacity as being an investigator, that looked like they had been shopping at Goodwill or Salvation Army for their clothing. It turned out they were the instructors.
Mm-hmm.
And how could you expect the students to look any better or act any better themselves if the instructors look like they do their shopping for their clothing at Goodwill or Salvation Army and really weren't paying that much attention when they were there?
Right. Well, I agree with you. And I also personally blame it on this political correctness thing of never saying anything to anybody because of their appearance or their body odor or whatever. You know, it's like a taboo now. If somebody comes into work that works for you and they look like hell, we shouldn't say anything. Well, I say BS. Send them home. Tell them to get a shower and put on some right. decent clothes. But that's just not done anymore.
Well, this may be news for our younger listeners out there, people in their 20s and 30s. I went to public high school, and all the male instructors had to wear a dress shirt and a tie.
Yes.
Even the shop teacher and the football coach.
Absolutely.
And all the lady instructors had to wear a dress. There
That's
no
correct.
Pants suits around or slacks for the women. And every Friday, when we had game day with the football team, every Friday had to wear a coat and a tie. All the football
mm-hmm.
team members had to wear a coat and a tie. And it was just part of decorum. Now, all the men students had to wear a shirt with a collar. T-shirts were not allowed as dress for the young men. And the young ladies in high school all had to wear a dress. There was no jeans
mm-hmm.
or slacks permitted. Now, if it got to be a certain temperature, maybe 10 degrees or so, they were allowed to wear slacks until they got to school. Then they had to change into a skirt.
Well, I remember those days, and it doesn't seem like it was that long ago to me.
Well, going to these campuses now, public schools, you know, everybody knows what you see. But guess what? When you go to private schools, the same standards still apply.
Yes, they do.
And the children of the wealthy still get the proper standards, the proper demeanor and decorum that will give them a massive. Now, it used to be not such a big edge because the public school kids were required to do the same thing. But now it's a massive edge of the children that go to the private schools, and I suspect homeschool children also.
From what I've seen of homeschool children here in this area, Dan County, most of them dress much better. They seem much more learned than the public school children.
And not only do they not curse like a drunk sailor, they don't even know how to curse like a drunk sailor.
Right. You're absolutely correct on that.
Yeah. I was talking to my daughter about possibly homeschooling her children. She says, oh, I want my children to be properly socialized. Well, what they get in public school for socialization is nothing I would regard as proper.
Well, I agree with you. What some of the homeschoolers here have done, I don't know about right now. I'm talking a few years ago. As far as socialization goes, they had 2 days a month where a large group of the homeschoolers would get together and of the children, you know, of course, with the parents there and
right.
do various projects. And, of course, they're also heavily involved.
And then there's athletic events. And I know that a lot of homeschool children also get to participate in team sports. So there really is no shortfall of socialization or involvement in athletics or getting the opportunity to meet and interact with young men and women their own age. And that's the way it should be. And I was talking to my wife the other night. I said, you know, honey, I think it's something like 17 of the past 20 years, the National Spelling Bee contest has been won by homeschool kids.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, it's
I
amazing.
I was aware of that. I'm sure that's correct. That makes perfect sense to me.
And the son of a couple of friends of mine, he got a full ride scholarship to Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri, which is one of the top rated universities in the world, and he was a homeschooled boy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one of the things I tell people, and we talked about, I think you and I have talked about this, Tim, is encouraging young couples to have their babies at home with no vaccination,
yes.
No social security number, and no birth certificate.
I absolutely agree with that.
And you eliminate the chance of autism. Populations mm-hmm. that don't get vaccinations don't have autism. You have a fairly sizable Amish Mennonite population down there in Dent County, don't you?
Yes, we do.
And I haven't talked to them, but I suspect there's probably no autism among those children, except the ones that may get vaccinated.
You know, I don't know, but it's something I could check on and find out.
I think you'll find out that's the case. No autism in the Amish Mennonite community, except the children of those parents who got them vaccinated.
I would say you're probably right.
And autism is now running, I think, 1 in 110 or 117, something like that. It's just an incredibly high percentage.
Yes, it is.
In fact, the first case of autism ever recorded was in the mid to late 1930s, I believe, which would have been at the beginning of the introduction of vaccinations, of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember, in my school days, now we're talking, ancient history, but I don't remember hearing about that many children that had an autism or this attention deficit disorder or any of that. I just don't remember hearing about it.
Well, it's a diagnosis, at least until recently. It didn't even exist in England. In England, if a healthy boy can't sit still for hours at a time, they say that's normal.
Well, I would think that's normal, too.
Right, exactly. So, this whole giving people drugs to correct normal behavior, this one drug that they give for attention deficit disorder, I'm blanking out on it. Do you recall the name offhand?
Ritalin, maybe?
Ritalin, that's it.
Yeah.
You know, all five of the services, Army, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, Marines, they consider any person who has any prescription, regardless of how short or how long ago, permanently psychiatrically disabled. If they've ever
that's
had any
correct.
Prescription, even for one day, you take one dose of Ritalin for one day, you're considered permanently psychiatrically disabled and not eligible to enlist in any of the five services.
Yes, my oldest son found that out before I knew any better. Even though I objected at the time, my oldest boy was on Ritalin for about 4 years. And we have since found out that he's now eligible for SSI and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Well,
because of the fact he was on Ritalin.
I want to assure everybody listening out there that your brain is not suffering from a deficiency of Ritalin.
No.
That is not what's going on with these youngsters. I've seen this happen also. The daughter of a friend of mine, an attorney I do a lot of work with, she wanted to start her career in the Navy. And she found out after she enlisted, and here's what happens. These recruiters, they go ahead and recruit youngsters that have taken Ritalin, knowing full well that they won't get past the first 4 or 5 weeks before the Navy finds out and they're discharged. But the recruiter in the meantime, and I think it's very unethical, they go ahead and recruit the youngsters anyway so they can get their numbers up.
Right. I've heard about that. I've never personally seen it happen, but I have heard about it.
Well, I have, and it's very unethical in my opinion.
I agree with you.
They put a lot of pressure on these recruiters to get numbers, and these parents don't know this. You know, they think they're doing the right thing. They have medical doctors, teachers putting pressure on them to get their child on this powerful psychotropic drug, which it is a powerful psychotropic drug. And
yes.
I don't know for a fact, but we may be headed to a situation where any job of trust and responsibility, you'll be prohibited from having that job if you've ever had a prescription of Ritalin.
Could easily be.
Law enforcement, EMTs, doctors, lawyers, accountants. You all hold on. We got to our last break. Stay tuned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It's Wednesday, the 31st of August. We're visiting with Mr. Tim Spencer, the proprietor of the excellent website that I encourage you to visit, ruralsurvival.info, ruralsurvival.info. One-stop shopping, one-stop to get current information on what's going on in the world, interesting sets of articles and authors there, and the opportunity to become an author yourself. How can people contact you, Tim?
The easiest way is by writing to office at ruralsurvival.info, office at ruralsurvival.info. I try to answer all my emails in a timely manner and always works within 24 hours unless we have a power outage or something. That's the easiest way.
All right. Well, we live in a fast-changing world. This is something you and I talk about frequently. All the regular listeners to the John Moore Show, we know all the threats that are on the horizon, the economy, the earth changes, possibility of false flag operations against us, and the possibility of real enemies causing harm to us. My goal, and I know your goal, Tim, is to help people meet and defeat these threats by methods of developing a lifestyle that will meet and defeat them without having to do anything special or unusual, right?
Absolutely correct. If you're already prepared, and you've done all you can do, is basically just hold on for the ride after that.
That's pretty much it. Yep. Well, we're down to the last 3 minutes, and as always, so I'm going to ask you to leave our students and our audience with your comments for the week, please, Tim.
Well, John, it's going to be the same as always. I'm not real creative on this, but it's, to me, the most important thing, and that is to become, how am I going to say it this time, to make things right with your creator, with your higher power, to get your spiritual life in order, because to me that is the single most important thing that can be done in preparing for whatever is to come. And I know you agree with that, John.
Absolutely.
I know that might sound somewhat esoteric and, you know, to the guy or the man or woman that is stockpiling food and all that, it might seem like a secondary matter, but I sincerely believe that it is the single most important thing one can do in the preparedness field.
Well, I agree absolutely. And the people I know, I have friends who are atheists and agnostic. They have a very unsettled life. They don't sleep peacefully at night because they are unsettled in their spirit. And you could have semi-tractor trailers full of freeze-dried food and medical supplies and all the rest of it, but if you don't have a spiritual peace in your heart, you will not sleep well at night and not find peace, will you?
That is absolutely correct, John. I couldn't have said it any better.
All right. Real good. Well, get your work done early in the morning tomorrow. It will be 100 degrees, Tim.
Yep, and as soon as I get off here, I got a tractor to tackle.
Well, tackle it well and make sure it stays down. That's when I tackle something, I always make sure it stays down.
Well, actually, I'm trying to get this one up and running.
Okay. Facing the numbers. That's what the coach always told us, facing the numbers.
Yeah, absolutely.
that hurt both of us, the guy doing the tackling and the guy being tackled, but it was effective. Tim, thank you, sir. I'll be in touch privately, and you and I will be on the road a week from tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Sounds great. Have a good one, John.
Break coming up. We'll be back with Robin Grant at the top of the hour. Stay tuned.